Load up the Pro Tools and press 3. Studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsis. Watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Absol in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles. Crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J-Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali would let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Was it my record deal, but still I couldn't believe. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then me not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. A champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead squabbling bloods, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Lee, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my for show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken riverboat special, sleeping next to O2 our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, "Dot, you won't be slept on, you the to bet on." Top had given us dominion in the home he lived in, hoping that we see some millions. God bless our hearts. Played Phil Jackson in my early practices. Strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained. Highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. Keys kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes.
Hello.
Hey, what up, witches?
It's always that.
And it's funny every time.
Ha ha ha. Gets funnier and funnier.
No, but
this is the witching hour.
Yeah, this is the witching hour.
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's
and,
right.
And we're continuing off of our theme from last week.
Yep. Do we need to say it or? it was like fresh first year.
Now it's second year. Sophomore.
Did sophomore not get canceled? Can you say sophomore still? Or is that outdated?
Oh, because it's like second year?
I don't know. Is it?
No, it's sophomore.
Hmm.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled for saying sophomore.
Well, you know, I canceled freshman, so.
True. Anyway.
Anyway.
What would you say one word was that defined you sophomore year?
Dude, chud, for sure.
Shoot. Aw, shoot. you just said it was a good year, though.
No, I did not. I said it was my lowest of the lows. Oh, maybe in my whole life.
Nora,
like, not.
Nora.
Yeah, guys, Nora's here, by the way.
We have a special guest, but she's not mic'd up.
She's just working on her air pollution final project.
Oh, so. Aren't we all?
almost, or, you know, in spirit, I guess. I mean, air pollution, it's not just like an assignment for me. It's just, it's a project in the sense that, like...
It's funny you say that, because this class has ruined my life, and now I think about it all the time. It's like everything I do, it's air pollution.
you know, actually, now, like, every time I cook, I'm actually super paranoid about the stove.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But I don't want, like, nothing... I can't really change anything, so it's just
you
like...
You turn on the fan.
There's just a vague... Well, I don't know. I feel like I always did that.
Oh, then
now
there's
just like a vague fear in my soul when I. But no,
that's how I feel about everything now. It's like, oh, it's all bad.
It's all bad.
everything's bad.
But maybe if everything's bad, then everything's fine.
Yeah, that's a optimistic.
Like,
yeah.
Gas is, you know, it's just if you're breathing in gas all the time, then that's just what you breathe. So then it's not even a bad thing, really. Because breathing is not bad, right?
This is a great point. You should come to our presentations tomorrow and bring this up.
Wait, what time?
3:30 to 5:30, but they're supposed to be 30 minutes long, and there's 7 of us, so probably more like 7.
Yeah, no, I'll be there. That's cool. Do you know what's the order?
No.
Okay. Oh.
No idea.
All right, yeah, so I'll just show up for the full four hours or whatever. Yeah. 3.5, and
you could learn a lot about everyone's.
Yep. But before we learn about air pollution, you guys are going to learn about a little bit about our
a little bit about us.
Years.
Yeah, and first song.
Right. And I guess, you know, as always, we like to explain these things through music and through song.
Oh, I just looked at the full title. This is going to be hard to say.
Okay, I'll just start. It's a long title. So, all right, so the first song is No, 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 by JPEG Mafia and Denny Brown. And this one's off Scary and the Hose Deluxe Pack. And I would say maybe Scary and the Hose. Maybe another... Is that a theme of my sophomore year? maybe.
Funny.
But hey, thanks.
That is
funny. But yeah, so it actually works in kind of multiple aspects there. So yeah.
I'm excited. No, 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 no. Here it is.
Just a few bit, but okay, you know.
No turning back. When I was just 18, the judge put me on the list. Bitch, I ain't baby keen. My cousin ain't gave me shit. They don't want no Becky on the scene, so I pray while fucking they bitch. And they know that mine is a scene, but she keeps thinking to fly them. Round, round, rebounding, gotta change.
the spoon. Niggas better read the room or get canceled like selling shitless spoons. I'm a legend with the essence of a reverend that was pimping in the 70s. Now we saving bitches. That's what I call longevity. I'm hotter than corduroys in St. Croix. Remember days for dinner all we had was egg rolls?
Press show with a bag full of pre-rolls. No fit in the crowd full of free hoes. Feel brave as I walk to the stage and I tell them to behave as I put them in a daze. I been bold when I been bad. Bitch mad when I give a man whiplash. I consult your bait as a quick cash. Sexy walk my way to a big bag. I hit the bank and I cash out. Same way I hit the booth and I lash out. No, I ain't have fear for the passion. Go to work from the first to the last shit. Do a little lap dance for the black man. Let him hit it from the backside with a backhand. Front side looking at it with his eyes wide. Now anytime I feel like the right time. Sometimes nothing good for you.
Bello. That was.
So the first song, and then it, then what?
And then it was Violin by Cookie Kawai and Dear Silas, and Borrowed Time by Rick and Morty and Tennis.
Ooh. Yes. Which one should we talk about first? What about Cookie Kawai?
I would say this is the only song I know by them, which maybe. They also sing, you know, the song that's like, it was like maybe COVID era TikTok, like, if I back it up. if I throw it back, is it that?
Cookie.
Hey, cookie. That and Violin, two top songs.
That's a joke, by the way, right?
What?
Oh, not your top
two. No, Cookie, there's her Kawai. Her top two.
I feel like I should stop saying that, honestly.
She's from New Jersey. Awesome. Where else?
Yeah, and then, you know, Rick and Morty. Wow. I guess it's fitting, you know, that.
That song is really good. It's crazy that it's from Rick and Morty.
It is, right? And it's so sad and stuff. And it's like, wow. And it's like, we're also Borrowed Time. Like, maybe sophomore year was Borrowed Time, you know?
Borrowed time from who?
Well, I guess, what does that mean in any context, really, Borrowed Time?
Isn't it usually like your. Like you're kind of living a life that.
Like kind of on the edge.
Yeah, like you're taking too many risks. You're like, you're on borrowed time. What did it mean in the context of the show, though?
Well, in the show, I listened to it a lot that year.
No, but like in the show, when did the song play?
So basically, Rick and Morty were fighting, and they had a big fight. And Rick told Morty that he was like replaceable. Morty was like hurt by this, you know, so he was like, you know what, screw you, Rick, I'm not gonna go and be your sidekick anymore, go on adventures with you anymore, you know. And then what happened is Rick went out and he got two crows, like crows, you know,
like a bird.
Yeah, like two crows, and he made them his new sidekick and kicked Morty out. And then this song was playing over like the montage of Rick and the two crows going on all these adventures while Morty sat home alone and was sad.
So he's like the worth of two crows.
Yeah, that was the joke. So
maybe I should watch the show. I feel like I would find it funny, maybe.
There's good music too. So lots to love about Rick and Morty. I will say that was probably my peak Rick and Morty fandom was sophomore year, which again, if you're getting the theme
what does
here,
that
then.
Say?
Yeah, again, I mean, now I can look back and appreciate the music, but I think just when you look at it as like holistically, as just like a picture of a human being listening to like JPEG Mafia, Danny Brown, and Rick and Morty, it's like, wow, it's just tough.
Nah. I feel like you circled back to this song. Maybe.
No, I kind of did. But
ooh, little sophomore year.
Yeah, but anyways, did you make a wheel?
No, I'm sorry. What were you doing this weekend?
I was really busy. Sorry, I couldn't either.
Yeah, same.
Shoot. All right. So do you want
to? Our wheel could be Nora. She just has to say a question.
Nora, I think. Can you make like a clacking sound and then ask?
You like pretend like you're a wheel, like. Okay. Just as long as I have to talk on air for, so. I guess. I'll talk about how sophomore year, I was living in a suite and. I thought it was funny to come into college with, like, me and my friends got, like, turf coming into college, so we all had, like, matching turf, And I still had it sophomore year, so I would wake up every morning in my twin bed in my single, and I would put my feet down on, like, turf. And I would just be feet in the turf. Yeah. Okay, because Nora's not mic'd up, maybe you didn't hear that. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? Ooh. All right. I think I'm going to have to go with one. Ooh. Oh, this is so hard. Because if it's one horse-sized duck, it's just going to fly at you and kind of get you from above. And if it's 100 horses,
but they're
going to stampede. But ducks are kind of big. They're going to stampede you.
Ducks? Are you thinking of geese?
Oh, a duckling. Oh, then I would take the a horse.
You would fight 100 small horses?
Yeah. A big old duck coming at you, wings beating. It reminds me when I get attacked by a goose.
Personally, I wouldn't fight either.
Because I don't believe in
fighting animals or fighting in general. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, we're not all perfect. Some of us entertain the hypothetical. All
right.
But no luck on the record player.
No. It seemed when I pressed start, it didn't do anything. So. Another wheel question.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us a story about sophomore year, man.
A story about sophomore year.
And I can name, I can help narrow it down if you want. Although I don't know if I can, to be honest.
Narrow down sophomore year.
Right.
I don't remember anything. I just remember sitting in CS11 office hours, truly. That's all I remember.
That is tough.
Well, I do know I listened to this song a lot because it was my number one song of this year.
Oh, and what song is that?
I can't say it on air, but my SH bleep T.
All right.
By A Boogie with the Hoodie.
In my bag now, in my bag now. What the fuck is that sound? What the fuck is that sound? Brought the Mac out, nigga, sat down. I got shit I never had now. I can brag now. Got my bitch a Louis bag now. She can brag now. But my bitch a Birkin bag now. She a brag now. Now I'm sitting in a club in a different bag now. Baby, when I pick it up, you gon' put that ass down. Tell him you don't give a fuck, baby, spin that ass round. Tell a DJ, turn it off. What the fuck is that sound? Ayy, Boogie with the hoodie and it's always sparring. Yeah, I know she like my style of mother niggas boring. When I pull up big ol' skirt skirt, that's a foreign. When I pull up on a red light, they don't want it. Yeah, I came up from the mud and my baby know that. Introduced her to my blog, now she thinks she all that. When I first hit her up, no, she never rolled back. Then I saw her at the club, so I got up on that. Now every time they play this song, she say this is my shit, my shit. See the flip on my wrist, and I know she know what's up, baby. This is my shit, my shit. See the flick of my wrist, they know that's my bitch, that's a fact. And she stalk with me when you in my section, fill it up. When my club empty, I can't fuck with rats, that's a fact. That's a dog, nigga, all about my F. Can't put water over blood, nigga, trust me, it get ugly. If I wasn't getting money, would you still want me? If I told you I was broke, would you start acting funny? This is all I ever wanted, you can't take it from me. Now every time they play this song, she say this is my shit, my shit. See the flick on my wrist, and I know she know what's up, baby. This is my shit, my shit. See the flick of my wrist, my wrist.
Thank you.
That was My Bleep by A Boogie with the Hoodie, Codeine Tears in Her Fanta by Payphobia, and
Sick Boy Rari. Yeah.
What?
Sick Boy Rari?
No.
It's Payphobia.
I don't
what
know.
What the hell is this?
Payphobia and Top Floor Killa.
Huh.
And then Elegy to the Void by Beach House. I actually came back to that song recently, so that was really exciting to see that on my sophomore year playlist.
Well, it's like full circle sophomore year to senior year.
Yeah. Or something. With a great big bog. Great big bog of sophomore year. Came back.
Always, always back to the bog.
Oh, is that a wheel? Yippee.
All right. So the wheel's back. Our first question is, what would your power be if you had superpowers, man?
Ooh.
And these are rapid fire, so you have to answer before the wheel gets the next one.
I would want to fly.
Teleportation.
Okay.
What do you eat at the morning?
Good morning. I eat egg sandwich or oatmeal.
Oh, you did the bit voice, and then you said what you actually. I guess those are one and the same, like that.
Well, my breakfast is a bit.
Like kind of, or the bit you were doing, was that Swedish?
Oh, it was German. I'm sorry. Ah, it's like right. Guten Morgen.
Oh, it's a Morgan reference, or
no? That's just how you say morning in German.
Like it's a breakfast Morgan.
You gotta answer the bit flopped.
Like sardines and bread. What is your favorite animal?
Are you a bird? What? Are you serious? You eat sardines and bread for breakfast?
Tinned fish. Sardines are good. They're quite salty, though, so it is kind of jarring first thing in the morning, but sometimes that's kind of nice. Other tinned fish that I'd recommend... Well, actually, it's not a fish. It's a... I don't know what it is. What's a mussel?
I think mussels are when
it
has an external skeleton, an exoskeleton. Like a shell.
Oh, like a shell. You mean a shell?
An exoskeleton.
Ah.
But.
Yes.
That's just my guess. I'm actually allergic to fish, though, so you're speaking on deaf ears.
So then it's not your favorite animal?
Fish?
Yeah.
No, I like fish. I just don't eat them.
Would you say it's your favorite animal, though? Or what's...
No, is that the question?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, my favorite animal are beavers. Durr. Freaking durr.
Wow. You say durr, but I feel like you've had a lot of favorite animals in the past. I'm not trying to call you anything, but I just want to say, I feel like you've gone through a lot of different phases, man, of favorite animals. And to be saying durr is just, I don't know, it's a little bit...
Like, name one. Seal?
Quokka.
But quokkas and beavers are so similar.
No, you can't.
They have similar attributes, and I like how hardworking beavers are.
What are their shared characteristics? Quokkas and beavers, aren't they like?
They're both like furry mammals that are cute.
All right, I guess.
And yeah, there you have it. And yourself, favorite animal?
I've been watching a lot of, like, animal videos on YouTube now that I finished my finals and I'm applying to jobs. There's this one where there was this big leeches who were, like, eating these baby toads. And they were just, like, and then, like a snake.
No way you're saying your favorite animal is a leech.
No. I was going more in the toad direction. Just because I felt so bad for those little guys. And I was really finding them quite cute as they were getting, like, sucked into these leeches' mouths. And they'd get like all like, it was like kind of cartoonish the way they'd like, it almost looked like they're about to get exposed.
I don't really want to see the leech video, but I do like, I like toads. I like how their eyes go above the water. Like a swamp. Yeah, right.
It's nice. Okay. Oh. It was just, what is your hobby? So, I'm not sure who. Okay, here we go. What is your favorite singer?
Ooh, good one. Oh, that's a misclick. Probably Beach House.
Probably Beach House, but I think it said singer, not band. I don't want to be a nitpicker.
Maybe here. Claro then. A gun to my head, I guess Claro.
Seriously? Actually? That's your answer?
Yes.
That's cool.
I don't have another one, I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought you were gonna name one of the members of Beach House.
No, yeah. I like them together.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I'd say mine is Young Lean. Who's actually to bring it back, sophomore year for Halloween, I was notoriously, I was Young Lean.
Notoriously, yeah. Everyone's talking about it.
When people come up to me, they say, hey.
And no one knew who you were.
No, and it was really kind of my fault, I would say. I didn't give that one my all, if I'm going to be honest. And if I do a Young Lean costume again, I'm going to put a lot more effort into it.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Like, speak all in Swedish, like, bleach your hair. He's blonde hair, right?
Okay, you're rage baiting me. Does Young Lean have blonde hair?
I'm sorry. Genuinely sorry.
have you watched this short film yet? Brooke?
I have finals. I had things to do. I'll get to that when I have like a billion free hours. Watch the Young Lean short film one day, Ken.
Oh, okay. Just because I saw Emma logged it on Letterboxd the other day.
Okay.
And said, logging this here because it's my vote for Best Picture of 2026.
Wow.
And that's, again, not me that said that.
That's compelling, so. Truly. No, the second I am done with this air pollution report, next on the to-do list, Young Lean short film.
It's 7 minutes, you know? Wow, look at this breakdown. Look at that. It is almost 100% five-star ratings out of the tens of fans on Letterboxd. So, something to think about. Next up is actually not a Young Lean song, surprisingly. I don't know why, but...
There's no Young Lean in this playlist.
And I think, again, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, this was the lowest of the lows. Maybe I was getting away from my roots or something.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But, okay. So here's a, Caroline.
By Arlo Parks.
One day, watched a fight between an Aussie couple escalate. Strawberry cheeks flushed with defeated rage. Then he spilled his coffee as he frantically explained. Maybe if you took a breath, you would hear me when I talk to you. Started screaming. As she ran, panicking and weaving through the crowds on Oxford Street, watched his world dissolve in his hands, tried to roll a blend and put his head between his knees. Maybe if she took a breath, she would know.
stop her leaving.
Comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. For free ideas on how to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's Feed the Pig. F as in, I don't know that stuff. Feedthepig.org. And now we're gonna
I'm
that was I Got Heaven by Mannequin, you know,
but beep.
down there, down under. One, and then it was It Could Happen to You by Ryo Fukui, and then
Take Everything, It's All Yours by Aussie Chimera and Heart Heart.
Are those two different people both called Heart, or?
It's an artist called Heart Heart.
Ah, I see.
Only one song by them.
Wow. Yeah, and so that was a nice vibe there. I feel like our vibe kind of switched there towards the end.
Yeah, I got and a honestly, little maybe chiller.
Yeah, I got chiller, and I think that was kind of my intention to kind of like hint at maybe a light at the end of the tunnel that we'll saw from your kind of situation. That, you know, maybe we'll get into next week, you know. If
I agree. I think the beginning of my sophomore year was worse than the end.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was kind of the vibe I was going for with the It Could Happen to You, especially. It's like...
yeah.
And yeah. And then... Yeah.
And this has been The Witching Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's right.
And we'll see you next week.
Peace.